This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Somebody else on. I don't know who else is on. Just two attendees. What? Right. Okay. Beseda. What? Okay, very good. Okay, we're holding here in the Perek Shvi in the Rambam's Shmoneh Parakim. And the Rambam here is talking about the different... He's speaking about the Darg of Nevuah, which is kind of interesting what it's doing here. In generally speaking, the Shmoneh Parakim deals with a person's development from, you know, what is called his development. So he starts by giving the different karchas hanefesh. He then speaks about the problems of different karchas hanefesh. That's in Beis and Gimel. In Dalet, he speaks about how one deals with different problems. And all this because Pirkei Avos will be dealing with that. And then he deals with the Maila, how a person needs to perfect his Midas. In other words, aligning all his Kairos in one direction is the ultimate goal. Perek Shishi, he went a little bit, I don't know if it's to a side, but in Perek Shishi he spoke about the Maila of somebody who is born with a good nature versus somebody who makes himself. Perek Shvi goes into Nevuah, in a sense. And it seems something which is a kind of not in line with it. But if you look at the Rambam both in Mishneh Torah and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim and Bemela the Rambam here, the Rambam sees Nevuah as a madrega in the person. It's something which is, as a person develops, just like in Peres Ben Yoras Sulam, we have the highest Dargat Ruach HaKodesh. For him, this is all part of development of a person. So if we ask ourselves, what's the tachlis of growing in Midas, the Rambam puts it as Nevuah. The question is going to be, obviously, what is Ma'inash Shmita Sina? What any of those Midas have with Nevuahs? And I think that's the point of his parak here. Harbe Yemotzi b'medrashas b'agodis v'yesh mizah b'talmud kimina neviyim misheyira es Hashem machor mechitzas rabbis ומהם מי שיראהו מאחר מחיצס מעטויס, לפי ערך כלבוסם על השם, ואילו מדרגוסם בנבואה. So, the Rambam is defining the Hevdolei Dargis that there are in between people who are higher Madrega, lower Madrega, in terms of Nevuah, is going to be Mechitzis Harbe Mechitzis Ma'atois. Which means transparent. He looked through something which was almost completely transparent. Speklaya is something that's made out of it's a physical body, but it's transparent. Kegavish gaschuchis, like crystal or like glass. Kamo shavav seif kelim. V'kavona b'zeh ha'inyan, ma sh'oyim alecha, v'hu, sh'ana kvar b'arnu perik ha'sheni, ka'mailas, men mailas sichas men mailas midas, v'chein ha'pchisas, men pchisas sichlis, k'sichas v'atipshus u'kshay avona, u'mehem pchisas midas, b'kuroi v'atay v'agay v'kas ha'kin v'azus, v'avis ha'mon ma sh'odayim lehen, v'rabis moid, u'kvar zacharnu ha'choyik b'diosim perik ha'vi, v'eila pchisis b'chlolon, hein ha'mechitzas ha'mavdilas ben odem ha'shem yisale. So the Rambam says over here something which is very, very much his core sheet in these inyanim, and something that requires a bit of hesba to really be able to get a sense of it. The according to, let's say, not looking at the way the Rambam understands it, the Rambam understands everything through a sense of yediyah and tfisa and so on and so forth. The Rambam is looking at it from a picture of Havana and Haskola. We, without the Rambam, you would say a Navi is somebody, a Kadosh Baruch, who chooses that he would like to share some secrets with him. Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of taps you on the back and says, Rabbi Yankel, I really like what you're doing. Let me share some tips, some insider tips, kind of mahalach. So obviously, if he's in a lower madriga, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is less inclined to share stuff with him. The stuff he shares with him is not of such good quality. V'chulu v'chulu. We tend to inherit not as schar v'inish, as much as a Kadosh Baruch Hu choosing the person he would like to divulge secrets to, and that's totally in a person's madriga. That is the way we would inherit. The Rambam inherits everything through seichel, hasaga and tefisa of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And let's try to so on that, it's hard to understand how in the world that has a shaykhis with midas and doing mitzvahs and averis. I can understand a person who's not learning enough, so we can say his mind is not shaped enough, because he has not enough alamdin to the herit. But the guy is a great alamdin. He sits and learns all day long, and he's using his mind constantly. He's got a very, very good mind. And he gets upset. He has taivas. He's jealous. It's fine. Mayish mitas har Sinai. And midach gisa, people, there could be people who are very, very lovely balamidas, but don't understand all that much. So how do we rate it to? And the Rambam says this, that these pchises are the mechitzes that are mavdol bin adam min Hashem Yisale. And it's hard. It's very hard to understand how those things become the mechitzes. So let's try to explain a little bit in a way that I think would fit the Rambam's Havana and Deher. When we're talking about Deherring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than anything else, we're not talking so much about some metaphysical Deher, because at the end of the day, we can't Deher it anyway. It was the herring that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, Yes Sof, Ein Sof. Those are things that are not, Be'etzem, there is no tefisa in it. When I say to the herring Kadosh Baruch Hu, it would be similar to the herring another person's take on the Bria. Let's give a bit of a mashal. Imagine a person. A person who has a Rebbe, and he's studying and trying to understand the way his Rebbe's take on the world and everything around it. So in the beginning, there might be a lot of strangeness about it. If the person begins to chap and understand and develop, a lot of the things sort of become natural ways of being typhus things. That becomes his tfisa. So he chaps the person. Chapping the person means his grasp on things, his take on things, and so on. A lot of times, let's take a very simple example, a kid. A lot of times just doesn't deher adult way in which adults look at the world. Certainly adults don't deher way kids look, but they were once kids. But a kid won't understand the way an adult deheres. He knows what the adult is doing. He can sometimes offer a crude explanation, but it's distant, and that has to do with something because he does have a lack of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a deher in his hashgacha, in his sense of what's right and what's wrong, and what he thinks, what chachmas is barach. believes in every case that comes up how we should deal with it. If I don't grasp it, then it means because my neshama left to itself would instinctively grasp it, because my neshama is in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should have the same tefis and understanding. There's a problem. In this world, our neshama chaps and understands only through our brain and body. The tefisa that our mind has, our neshama has, let's call it, is only with through the filter of the body, and nothing else can come in. Let's give an example. Imagine a person is stretched out. He's been working very hard. He's evolved a lot of things. Something comes up that's pikuach nefesh to help somebody in a way that's really, really pikuach nefesh. And his model, his Torah model, is the Torah says you need to go and help him, despite the fact that you're tired, you're worn out, you haven't had a good vacation in a while, etc., etc. But I'm thinking through my body. And through my body, I mean the body's tefisa. And my body's tefisa is, I am tired. I've done a lot when anybody else has done. I've done enough. I don't need to be the shmata that takes care of everybody's problems. That's the hair that's coming through a certain filter. And I duck at the hair that way. I see it as, you know, there's a gvul. I don't know. It's not my responsibility what happened to that person. I've done more than enough. A lot of the things, depending, a lot of the mitzvahs chiyuvim take on the world is very, very tully on our sense of things, and that can come through that comes through a certain who we are, and the filters of who we are and what we are process the information. So if we'll say that the Torah says you have to do X, Y, Z, I'll shrug my shoulders and I'll say it's a medrash pliya, what can you do? But I certainly won't be able to connect to it. I might be able to do it, but I can't connect to it. The person who is more mezuchach and his body has become more and more in line with his das has an easier time to hearing many things because he's of the same nature. So the level of clarity with which I can see out is direct proportion to the amount of mechitzes that are between me and it. That's what it's about. So we have the ability to understand. Understanding meaning that it rings true with us is going to depend a lot on how much our chaim is mezuchach. Let's take another example. We can read books philosophies of, let's say, of Asians, and we could understand what it says, but we can't hear what it says. It's alien to us. It's a whole different culture, a whole different world. Our Western / American / Jewish, whatever you want, itself doesn't process that. It doesn't ring true at anything there. Just like Lehavdil, and maybe not Lehavdil, this is a very good mashal. For glass to come to shine through, for light to shine through a tinted glass, it has to be of the same type. So a glass that's tinted blue means that it blocks out all light except for blue light. So if someone to shine a red light on it, I see no light. Even when I shine a white light, it only lets through the blue light. So that glass will only let through certain things. When I'm a bus of a dumb, and my goof is bus of a dumb, and my understanding comes through my goof, it's going to have to present itself in a way that can speak through my goof. And if it can't, it won't. And even and when I get a big message, I only pick up the pieces that filter through my goof. That's the metzias of that mechitza. So my goof, and let's add one more piece to be masked a little bit better. When somebody tells me an abstract philosophy, I need to inherit through some sort of dogma. We don't deal well with totally abstract ideas. We can't think of totally abstract ideas. We need to have it come through words, examples, and so on. The since our mind is in a brain, and a brain is physical, the input will have to be physical. A computer it processes anything that is input in. And the input, if my computer doesn't have a microphone, it won't be able to work with sound. Even though it's no problem when it has a mic to work with sound and a camera to work with video and so on. I need to be able to have the input to my neshama is through my goof. So even though my neshama is technically beyond the goof in every way possible, it's sort of chelka kai mimal, and it's unlimited, and it came before the goof and it will last after the goof. But at the end of the day, my ability for tfisa is only shayach to my ability for tfisa is only shayach to things that come through my goof. All understanding comes through that. Just like, let's take a very simple example. Words, language and words are somewhat of a limitation of a person's ideas. But you know, in the beginning stage of thought, of creative thought, we sometimes sort of, we have a feeling without words, but it doesn't go far. You need to have words, and if a person has a lack of language, a lack of terminology, it'll be hard for him to think, because at the end of the day, my thinking, even though it's beyond the words and it's more abstract, still it comes through the world of words. So that's the inyan of mechitza, and all of the things that the Torah came that we should work on, between midas and taivas and chisus, and are all elements that either make my goof coarse, and therefore my understanding becomes coarser and the input that comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu is very, very unclear. And if I work on it, it becomes refined, and then it there's a commensurate amount of clarity. And he says, "Ve'elo pchisis bichlolon hena mechitzas hamavdilas banes shesval." Oma Novi, mevayazet. The Novi Yeshaya explains this. He says, "Ki ima v'nesechem hayu mavdilim beinechem lebein alkechem. Our averis were mavdil between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Yoima. Kichato einu vein elo ros mezechanu heina mechitzas hamavdilas beinem Allah. So our averus, and these are the things that we've mentioned, the bad things, they are the mechitzas that are mavdil between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Veda ki kol novi lo nisnabe la'acha sheyiknu loy hamaylas asechlis kulon verov hamaylas hamidas hazak shebehen. A novi says nevuah only after he gets all the maylas of seichel, In other words, very high dagger of understanding, and most of his midas become mitukin. Vu amram in a nevuah shayra ella al chacham gibavasha. Amnam chacham akoil milas asichas by safik. Chacham is literal, and he says this pshat in the Rambam also in Mishnah Torah. He speaks about it, and he says osher who he mi milas hamidas. But so lema he stapkus the fishe mukra mistapik bechelkoi osher. Vu amram begede ha'asha ezu asha sameach bechalkoi, kloyma shumistapik mashim tzuloi azman, veina mitstayal mashim tzuloi. So an asha means someone who is fine with whatever it is that he has. Vechein giboy gamki ma'al samir, so loyma shu yanik ha'chos v'adas. It means he has the ability to be shaylit out of his das, mash ba'ayin u'pek chamishi. Vu amram is a giboy zakar shas yisrei. So he says, all having positive midas is an imperative to getting nevuah. Now, it's very interesting. Let's stop a minute and analyze this memory the way he learns it. Chazal say that nevuah is only shayr al chacham giba v'asher. So, giba v'asher, he says, refers to midas. Fine. But he says, he's not talking about he's not listing separate midas. He's listing two midas. One is mistapik b'muot, and one is gibor. And that's very, very interesting. Of all, I mean, mistapik b'muot is a wonderful midah taiva, and it's very nice. But why of all the midas is mistapik b'muot so important? The second one that he says over here is someone that is according to Rambam, that's the shevish of all midas, so I have an easier time with that. I do have a bit of a harder time with this tapik bimuot as being the one that's so important. I think that the mistapik bimuot is that the person's focus is upwards rather than sidewards. When a person is not sameach b'chalkoi, so basically he dehares himself as a chaser. I don't have all the things I need. So, two people coming to school, one person says, "Oi, I didn't bring all the things I'm supposed to bring," and that's what he's dealing with. The other person has what he needs, so he can now worry about the schoolwork. A person's life is about realizing what he's missing, and being mashlimit. There are two ways we can do it. We can do it laterally. I say, you know what? My house is not as nice as the other houses, and my car is not as good as the other cars, and my this is not like that. So I have kind of a she'ifa that radiates around me. Or I can focus at lamala. I can say I have what I need. So what I'm striving for, my ambition, my striving is lamala. Okay. The ein mitnaya navi shel lamala simidus kula. He doesn't have to be perfect in midas, because he will show soon that we find different chachamim that were not perfect in midas. Shlomo navi keedus akosef begiven near Hashem. Shlomo was a Navi, it says before she had Nevuah given. We do find Pchises Midas, Virova Taiva. You see, Pasha, from the amount of wives he had. So it says very clearly in the Pasik that these were wrong, these were shortcomings of his. Navi, Ama, Li Dibet Su Yisrael. So the Torah criticizes him. So So all of these middles are the damp between people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umi shehoya lo'mem shtei midas ha'sholosh bilti mutzois k'mo shebarnu pergavi noima boy or neima boy shiroyas Hashem ha'choyesh temchitz ha'sholosh. So every midah that a person had that wasn't shei musa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only appear me'achoyrei or mechitza, or you know, depending on the level of his issues, that was a thickness of mechitza. Val tarchik heyoyis chisaren k'tzas hamidas mimayit b'madreges hanavi. Don't think it's strange that somebody's missing some midas. It takes away from the dagger nevua. Lefisha matzanu miktsas pchisis hamidas yivna nevua legamri. We find in places that some midas, one midah that's not so good, is marchik from nevuah, like it says. Kikas, the marshal kas, omru kolak koyas im nobi nevuah mistakes menu. You see, by kas, if he's koyas, the nevuah mistakes menu. Vevi raya melisha, ashen istalkum imena nevuah. You see, in a mini way, there was by Elisha, it says his nevuah was mistalik from him when he was upset. If he's very disturbed. Ad shabusa bechayev. Amar v'tchi ruach hakvavim, v'matar gom farsh en yonim v'kobol v'moish rabbeinu, u'shros ruach nevua al yakv avuhin. So, u'lashayin chachome nevua shodotach atzus amtach v'ar simcha. So all of these middles are sort of part of the interface between a Navi and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and any midah, any type of lack, of shortcoming in midos presents a mechitza which keeps a person a bit removed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on. From understanding, let's put it from the understanding. Okay, then he says, V'kasha yoda Moshe Rabbeinu shlo nishar lo mechitza shekro u'kvar nishlamu boi mailas hamidas kula ma'asas kula. When Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he was on a dargah that he could actually understand it, bikesh lahasga shamidas mitziosoi, he wanted to understand a kashprach hamidas mitziosoi. V'choyel v'lo nishar monea avam ha'inas kvedecho v'odiyas ala she'efshar zeh b'yoy seich ha'motza l'choyma zeh b'asher odom. So he was looking to the hair everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, even if you're on the highest and greatest possible person, you're human, and a human being could not possibly understand it. I want to add a point here. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal v'enes kvedecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, so long as the seich is attached to choyma, there's no such thing as perfection, and therefore you always have some mechitza. But at least he explains that the havamina of Arenes Kvodecha happened dafka when he was at this point where it was shayach to say that. He would, you know, now he could grasp and so on. When it says Kalyan Odom V'choy, it doesn't. It means that a person, it can't be, so long as a person is a chai, which means there's a chibur to a guf, he still goes into the Kalyan Odom V'choy. doesn't mean he'll remain alive. It means while he's living. Because while he's living, the person, by being a person, it means there's some element of guf involved. And if there's some element of guf involved, that you're just not going to chap it. So in line of the chay is not that you'll die, if it's just not possible. So long as your chay means you're in the goof, it's not possible. Hine says, Loi nishar beinoy ben asog shal midas yosol al mechitz achz behira. So Moshe Rabbeinu, between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was only one thin, transparent mechitza. Vaseich le'nusha b'lti nivdol. V'yishpil lo v'yis'ala v'nosa lo min asog acha shalosoy yizna shayasa koyim shalosoy. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell Moshe Rabbeinu certain things. He didn't give him everything, but he gave him something. What are they? He says you cannot fathom whatever it is that you want to understand, you're not going to have as you are balgeshem. The kina mitas hasoga berias panim. And real understanding he called seeing ke adam im yirf ne chaveroi ti konalei benafshe tzura shteis baal boim zolosei. Avam yir achayrav, afal peshi afchino bezei saria, alfam yisupak olav, olfam yisbaal bole im zolosei. Kein asagosis ala emes, hu sheyik ikonem amitas mitzias nafshe mashle ishtate mitzias ahi zolosei menem tzois, achimtsa benafshe mitzias Mitzusach Hakuka, Nifredes, Mashimotze Benafshe Mitzir Shanem Tzoyis. Let's talk a little bit about this before we go into what he says over here. He says, even though the Kina Mitzvah Rias Ponim, Ki Odom Yir Ponim, Tikon Nefesh Tzur Seis Balbubo, Am Yir Achorev, Apish Efkin Zasiriya Fam Yisapitla. So the Rambam is being magged at the difference between Rias Ponim Aponim, Arias panim, arias me'achar. What's nafkemina? Nafkemina is when a person sees something panim al panim. The level of recognition is something where it becomes part of me. Somebody that you know very well. So his whole metzias is sort of in you, and you know, this is, you don't think twice. Masha Enkin, let's say I send you to give something, a package to somebody, or a police officer to arrest somebody, and you say, I don't know who's this guy. I tell him he's short, about, you know, 5 foot X. He has gray hair, brown hair, mustache, whatever it is. Those all are simonim, but there's no hakara. It means I need to calculate, I need to compute who's this person. But I don't have, this person is not, it's not in me. Somebody who you know well, very well, he's in you. If I can't, this person can be your best friend for 20 years, and unless you have a certain type of tefisa, you won't even know. Somebody will ask you, you know, where does he part his hair, what does he do there, you will know. It's you have more feel for the tzura. It's a closer kesha and shaykhis than the thing we're talking about. So here also he says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want, you know, Har'enes Gedech, he meant that I should have a hasaga and a tfisa rather than just information about. And because information about many, many times has drawbacks, davdafke. Kena segosis ala emes, he she ikonem amitas mitsusi benefesh mashaishtate bimtsisi zolosim tsois, achimotsi benafshes mitsusi hakuko. Let's talk about this point. It's a bit of an off point, but this is how he says it in Yisarei HaTorah. And I want to explain it. He mentions this thing over here about that Achimotze Nafshe Chakuka Nefredes Mashi Motze Benafshe Mitzir Shanim Tzoyis. Let's go back to the mashal of recognizing people. So there's one way of recognizing by finding simanim: tall, short, long, black, brown, white, etc. All of these simanim are part of, what's the right word for it? There's like an axis of height, and this person's height falls along here. This person's color falls along here. This person's manner of speaking, speed of speaking, all of those. Whenever I'm toifis somebody through simanim, because I don't have yet a personal hakara, it always means that the tfisa in him is one of many. It is one of many different types, and so on, because that's how I mark all these things. When I know somebody well, knows I recognize him. Not that I can identify him, but I recognize him. It means because I'm toifis the uniqueness of this person. This is Reuven, and even if he's put on glasses, and even if he's grown his beard, and even if this and that, it's Reuven. There's something about his person that I dehair. So Moshe said, I want Yediyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be panim el panim, panim, rather than the way it's been until now. He had a little bit less than that. The Rambam was going to write a Sefer Nevuah. To the best of my knowledge, we certainly don't have it. To the best of my knowledge, he didn't write it, and so on. So now he says, "Because Yodu Achachamim Al Hashalom, Keilu Shnei Aminim and Apchisias, Ritzonim Asichlis VaMidoisis, Heima Shechoyt VaNadam Hashem, UBehem YeYisur Madregis Vim Zalzeh, Omru Al Ktsasim LaMashrom Michachmasim Midaseim, Ruuyim Shetishadam Shchina Kamoish Rabbeinu." So this prompted a Loshen Chazal when they say the Gemara Sukkah that all Talmidim that were Roish Rabbeinu, he didn't mean, he says, Aval Yisalim Choinya Dimyon the Vishnidimah Oitzem Eilof Loishe Yashvim Cholil Leil. They weren't saying that they're as good as Moshe Rabbeinu. They weren't saying that they will have what Moshe Rabbeinu had, because you can't. But they're saying that mitzad de tchunis hanefesh of what they've been, of what they've made themselves, that is similar. Turning themselves into a way that, you know, has this clarity and so on, yes, they had it like Moshe Rabbeinu. So bottom line, he says, the tfisa of Adam in this parak, he's saying the tfisa of Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which demands all of the koiches hanefesh and the midas and sichli is more specific to be in line and capable of the Hein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each imperfection, each aberration, whatever it is that's amiss in our guf, or the outer layer of our neshama, is going to reflect itself in a distortion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was kimat perfection, and when Moshe Rabbeinu said Arinias Kvedecha, he meant that I should be able to deher it in its own self, its own right, which is a clarity not reached by anything else. And that's the and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that. Any questions? Nevuah is the communication. Yes, it's a ha'ara or hash. Nevuah is a ha'ara hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. its klita in us is through us. It's just like a half a dozen people will define a Rebbe of theirs. Each one will have a different picture, and it's in line with the person's own personality. It's very interesting. I always tell I'm two brothers. It's me and my brother, the only children. And when my father was nifta about 21 years ago, and we both said a hesped back to back on him, and it was 100% true what we both said, except you could have sworn that it's talking about two separate people. My brother described him through his eyes, and it played to my brother's midas, and also my brother's inyanim, that he's, it's very important to him that this is his personality. So he described it through that. I described it through my world and sensitivities. But that's the way it is. So everything that we have that's not oisgar, but is some sort of it's a shter to that at that level. It a shter distortion gives it a particular twist, which means it's already not the perfect. It's not the thing itself. Okay, so guten, and some next week I think is regular. I think next week is normal. Okay, cultive.